Now, the Goldberg. Looking into the human heart and mind is like looking into a dark glass that reflects more of the outside than the inside. But if you have wisdom, patience, and skill, you can see more than usual. Young Dr. Christopher Cater has all three. He's trying to take Sammy Goldberg's life and Sylvia's, make something right and proper of it. But Jake can only see his son lying in bed, uneasy, irritable, and worried. Jake is afraid that Dr. Cater is making things worse. Sammy has already confessed to Christopher that he wants to marry Sylvia not because he pities her, but because he loves her. Pity was a word he used because he was ashamed to confess that after all Sylvia had done, there was love left. Downstairs, waiting for the doctor to come down, Jake is laying down the law.
Molly.
Listen.
Did you hurt me?
I heard you, Jake.
And why don't you answer me?
What answer is that, Jake? Did you ask me a question or did you make a commanding statement?
Did you hurt me? That's what I want to know. And that's a question for which I'm awaiting an answer.
I heard you, Jake. You said when Dr. Cater comes down from Sammy's room, I should tell him that we do not require his professional services anymore.
That's exactly what I said and exactly what I mean.
Why, Jake?
Because his kind of treatment is not helping Sammy. That's right.
I have confidence.
I have not.
Why?
Because the boy is more confused now than ever.
But, Jay, darling, after all, we considered it such a great favor when Dr. Cater Sr. said he would ask his son to look at Sammy. But from the very beginning, we knew Sammy didn't need regular medical attention. Even the doctor in South Carolina told us that the worst thing that happened to Sammy after the accident was the confusion in his mind. And for that, Jake, we don't need regular medical attention, darling. We need what Dr. Cater is. You know that, Jake, darling. We need what Dr. Cater is, a psychologist.
Whatever he is, Molly, the boy is not improving. That's my concern.
He will improve. It takes time, Jake.
It's taking too much time.
But we have to have patience, Jake.
I can't be patient when it means that the girl is also here.
Sylvia will leave when family gets well, Jake. She promised, and she will.
I haven't the confidence in her promises that you have.
Jake, darling, the doctor's coming. Not one syllable. Doctor?
Miss Goldberg, Sammy wants to see you.
Yes, doctor. How did you find him, doctor? Did you quiet him?
Oh, he'll be all right.
Thank you. It was only because Sylvia went to your office that Sammy got
so...
Doctor, I wish to speak to you.
Mr. Goldberg is impatient,
but... Sammy wants you, Molly.
Yes. I'm going this second. Doctor, can you ensure Mr. Goldberg that Sylvia will leave when Sammy gets well enough?
I'll speak to the doctor, Molly.
Yes. I only mentioned it because I know that's what's on your mind, Jake. That's why I mentioned
it, Jake. That's exactly what's on my mind, Doctor. Mrs. Goldberg is naive enough to believe that Sammy doesn't love the girl anymore. I am not so easily convinced. I'm sorry, Doctor. Please, sit down.
Thank you. You see, Mr. Goldberg, both you and Mrs. Goldberg are right about your son's feeling for this girl. He both loves and resents it.
How can that be?
Well, it's true of most human relations. I mean, you can take any situation in which two people are concerned, and you'll find two opposing tendencies. One brings them together, one drives them apart. And when the situation is normal, people are able to adjust themselves to the forces within. When people aren't normal, when for some reason there's been a terrible strain, then utter confusion is the result. People act both ways at once. And that's exactly what Sammy is doing. He wants to marry Sylvia because he loves her, and he wants to marry her because he'll be able to pay her back for all the suffering and humiliation she's caused him.
Then, Doctor, how will you overcome this?
Overcoming it is the treatment. And the treatment consists of one thing only. Getting Sylvia and Sammy to understand themselves completely, down to the last tiny motivation in their souls.
But after all, suppose he still wants to marry her.
No, I don't think he will. But if he does, then the marriage will be a success.
Doctor, I don't want my son to marry Sylvia.
No, in his present state, of course not. But as for the future, I think you'll just have to let it take care of itself. You see, Your son is living through a very intense personal crisis, Mr. Goldberg. And any blindness on the part of, well, people about him will result in a tragedy for the rest of his life. And yours.
She ruined him, Doctor. He was healthy, happy, ambitious. And she made him what he is.
No, she merely helped Mr. Goldberg. You see, there is no personal confusion which people do not partly cause themselves.
I don't know what to do, Doctor.
I know, but trust me.
Is it necessary for you to treat Sylvia also?
Well, it makes everything easier for us. I wanted to say, Mr. Goldberg, I wish I could speak to Sylvia's father the way I can speak to you.
I beg your pardon. What's Sylvia's father, Doctor?
Oh, nothing. I just said that I wish I could speak to Sylvia's father the way I can speak to both of you.
Oh.
You see, I'd like to find out a few things about her childhood.
Yes.
Because somewhere back in her childhood is the clue to her present character.
Well, Doctor, I would feel a great deal better also, Doctor, if you could. I mean, then I wouldn't feel this, how shall I say, this big responsibility.
Yes.
Doctor, if I would call Mr. Allison, would you speak to him and ask his permission for treating his daughter, Doctor? Would that be all right? I mean, would you, Doctor?
Well, yes, why not?
Oh, Jake, I can put in a long-distance call. I'd feel better. Huh, Jake?
If you feel better.
Oh, yeah, I would, Jake, darling. I would indeed. What is the number, dear?
Make it party for party. Greeley Mills, 5-4.
Greeley Mills, 5-4, yes. Greeley Mills, 5-4. I'll get it. Doctor, dear, it wouldn't take long because sometimes it's even shorter than the localized calls.
Oh, yes, of course, I realize that. I'll be out on the porch.
Yes, Doctor. If there's not a comfortable rocker, so you could take a rocker from indoors.
Oh, thank you very much, but I think that'll be all right.
Look, not on the green one because it was just painted. Take the other rocker.
Not on the green. All right.
Yeah. So wonderful, Jack. Hello? Operator, long distance, please.
Party to party.
Long distance? Long distance, I wish South Carolina, please. Greeley's Mills, 5-4. Yes.
Party to party.
I wish to speak party to party.
Mr. Allison.
Mr. Allison in person, personally. But, no, I wouldn't hang. It's quicker without hanging. Hello? My number is Lastonbury, 7-8. Yes, Alfred. What is that? Who's calling? Who shall I say?
Say who is calling. You, no?
I thought you, no?
No, you.
Yes, me. Hello? Mrs. Goldberg, me, personally. Yes, two person and person personally. Yes. Hello? Yes, please. Please, if you will. Oh, they're going to need us. Oh, yeah, I can hear them already. They get the patients. They're very rapid. Hello? Yes, Mr. Allison. Well, that?
What is it?
He's not there?
See if they can locate him elsewhere.
Can you find him elsewhere?
In the store.
In the store? Hello? Yes? A report?
Why not?
That's all right.
What's all right?
An extra charge.
For what?
The report. Yes.
What?
Where?
What?
When?
What when?
You're sure?
Sure what?
Oh. Thank you very much.
What's the report?
Oh. Maybe it's better that way.
What's better?
I'm very glad.
Glad about what, Molly?
After all, he is a father.
So what?
So nothing, Jake. He's coming. He left for Lastonbury. That was the report. Mr. Allison is coming.
Allison is coming here?
He's coming here, Jake.
When will he be here?
When? Oh, that I didn't ask.
Can you imagine a woman, eh?
So Sylvia's future and Sammy's now rest completely in the hands of Dr. Cater.